technology to see those things moving. So this is all theory. All germ theory is, as you said, it's a theory, because no one has ever seen any of this stuff happen, ever.
And just to explain the fundamental basic difference in the between germ theory and terrain theory, just boil that down to simple two definitions.
Yeah, and this is actually a good lead into something else that we need to talk about. But germ theorists believe that illnesses are caused by viruses or bacteria that enter into people's body and make them sick and then multiply and explode out and then fly through the air or the water and then get into other people's bodies and make them sick. The terrain theory people, you can't even put a label on that because there are dozens of different alternative sciences in terrain. See, also this is, people confuse terrain. A lot of people say this, they say, the germ doesn't matter because if your terrain is healthy, it can handle the germ. You'll hear this argument a lot. And
yes,
you say, no, yes. There isn't a germ to handle, whether your terrain's awesome or shit and you drink Coca-Cola and eat cheeseburgers. That doesn't matter. There's no germ or bacteria that's going to harm you or virus. So it's terrain theory doesn't mean that your terrain can take care of germs and viruses. It means you're getting sick because you're poisoned. Your terrain is poisoned and sick from environmental toxins, stress and worry, pH imbalances due to stress and worry, many other things like bioresonance. There's some other weird stuff. So it has nothing to do with your terrain is healthy enough to combat a fictional virus or a bacteria. It means when you're sick because your body is either deficient in certain minerals, vitamins, the pH balance is too acidic, or you're poisoned with toxins, you know, environmental toxins for this, that, and the other. That's really what terrain is. And this is what a lot of people, this is the problem that everyone gets. If you go into a court of law and they arrest somebody and say, you're on trial for murdering so-and-so, right? The prosecution, it's their job to prove with evidence beyond a reasonable doubt that you killed so-and-so. That's the prosecution's job, right? They made the claim. They have to prove it. They don't say that the defense, well, we don't have any evidence against your client, so you need to go out and find the real killer and prove they did it, or else we're putting them in jail anyway. You know, that's not how things work. But in germ theory, it's the same. Everyone says, okay, well, you claim that these aren't viruses and bacteria, and we proved it. So what is it? Until you can tell me what really causes illness, then we're just going to believe the nonsense, right? They're doing the same exact thing. They're telling, it's not our job. We're not the one claiming that viruses and bacteria cause illness and causing everyone to take injections, you know, the terrain camp. They're claiming it, so they have to prove it. We don't have to prove what it really is.
Yes.